ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 9. ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ನಿಗೀರ್ಣ ಅಜಗರ ಅಹಿನ ಜನ ಅವೈತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ವಿಪಿನೇ ಅಪವಿದ್ಧ ದಸ್ತಃ ಸ್ಮಾ ಶೇತೆ ಕ್ವಚ ದಂಡಶೂಕೈ ಅಂಧ ಅಂಧಕೂಪೇ ಪತಿತಃ ತಮಿಶ್ರೇ ಕ್ವಚಿನ್ ನಿಗಿರ್ನೋ ಜಗರ್ಹಾಹಿನ ಜನೋ ನಾವೈತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿದ್ ವಿಪಿನೇ ಪವಿದ್ಧಃ ದಸ್ತಸ್ಮಸೇತೆ ಕ್ವಚ ದಂಡ ಶೂಕೈ ಅಂಧೋಂಧಕೂಪೇ ಪತಿತಸ್ತಮಿಶ್ರೇ ಕ್ವಚಿನ್ ನಿಗಿರ್ನೋ ಜಗರಾಹಿನಾ ಜನೋ ನಾವೈತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ವಿಪಿನೇ ಅಪವಿದ್ಧಃ ದಸ್ತಸ್ಮ ಶೇತೆ ಕ್ವಚ ದಂಡ ಶೂಕೈರ್ ಅಂಧೋಂಧಕೂಪೇ ಪತಿತಸ್ತಮಿಶ್ರೇ ಕ್ವಚಿನ್ ನಿಗಿರ್ನೋ ಜಗಹರಾಹಿನಾ ಜನೋ ನಾವೈತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿದ್ ವಿಪಿನೇ ಅಪವಿದ್ಧಃ ದಷ್ಟಸ್ಮಶೇತೆ ಕ್ವಚ ದಂಡ ಸೂಕೈ ಅಂಧೋ ಅಂಧಕೂಪೇ ಪತಿತಸ್ತಮಿಶ್ರೇ. ಚಾಂಟ್. ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ನಿಗಿರ್ನ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಸ್ವಾಲೋಡ್ ಅಜಗರ ಅಹಿನ ಬೈ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಪೈಥಾನ್ ಜನ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೂಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈತಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಪಿನೇ in the forest apaviddha pierced by the arrows of suffering dastaha being bitten sma indeed shete lies down kwacha sometimes dandashukai by other kinds of snakes andaha blind. Andakupe, in a blind well. Patitaha, fallen. Tamishre, in a hellish condition of life. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. The conditioned soul in the material forest is sometimes swallowed by a python or crushed. At such a time, he is left lying in the forest like a dead person, devoid of consciousness and knowledge. Sometimes other poisonous snakes bite him. Being blind to his consciousness, he falls down into a dark well of hellish life with no hope of being rescued. Purport. When one becomes unconscious due to being bitten by a snake, one cannot understand what is taking place outside the body. This unconsciousness condition is a condition of deep sleep. Similarly, the conditioned soul is actually sleeping on the lap of the illusory energy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Kata Nidra Yao Maya Pishachira Kole. O living entity, how long will you sleep in this condition on the lap of illusory energy? People do not understand that they are actually sleeping in the material world, being devoid of knowledge of spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Enechi Aushadi Maya Nashivara Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumu Magi. I have brought medicine to awaken every living being from perpetual sleep. Please receive the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and awaken. The Katopanishad also says, Uttishta Jagrata Prapya Varan Nibodhita. O living entity, you are sleeping in the material world. Please get up and take advantage of your human form of life. The sleeping condition means loss of knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Yanisha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. Even in the higher planets, everyone is under the spell of illusion energy. No one is really interested in the real values of life. The sleeping condition called Kala Sarpa keeps the conditioned soul in a state of ignorance, and therefore pure consciousness is lost. In the forest, there are many blind wells, and if one falls down in one, there is no chance of being rescued. In a state of sleep, one remains perpetually bitten by some animals, especially snakes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Once I was telling one devotee who comes regularly, one congregation devotee, I told him, whenever I call him for I have some Sunday lectures and all, whenever I call him, he would say, I have to go to meet my sala, I have to meet my mama, so like that. So I told him 2-3 times that you have got too much family affection, family attachment. Right? So the devotee is very well placed and a very intelligent devotee. So he went back and then he started reading these chapters. Rahugana converses with Jadvarat, Forest of Enjoyment. So later on he commented to me, Prabhuji, 2-3 times he mentioned to me that my family attachment is increasing, my family affection is increasing. Now I understood what you are talking. You know, this is blind well of, you know, darkness. Yeah. So this these chapters, if somebody wants to develop detachment from material sense enjoyment, from family life and all, one should read these chapters very thoroughly, so that we will become detached, you know, from family life. Right? So it is mentioned in one of the pages of Bhagavatam. Many times, many devotees, many people, they come and complain, they are in depression and all. oh, I'm having so many family problems. You know, wife is not cooperating, sons are not cooperating. So, I always tell them, the maximum trouble, you know, I asked, what is the definition of an enemy? Enemy is the one who gives most trouble, more trouble to you. Right? So, I tell, the maximum trouble that you get is from family members only. That is why it is said, your enemies in your last life, they become your family members. You know, actually, sometimes when they hear people hear this statement, they get shocked. Huh, really? Actually, if you analyze, it's like that only. You know, mostly all the troubles come only from family members only. Other day, one very big businessman came to my office. Then on Radhashtami, I was very busy. I told him, you know, you wait. Then purposefully, I didn't go. Almost half an hour, 45 minutes, I didn't go to meet him. So he was waiting outside of my office. Then when I went, I said, I thought he must have gone now. But he was still waiting. I said, what? Then he said, Prabhuji, I'm in big trouble. I said, what happened? You know, my son, you know, he's so rowdy and giving me so much trouble. My wife is like this. Then such a big businessman, and almost 50-year-old man. Then he started crying. He said, please, Prabhuji, save me. Like that. So this is the big problem, you know. Like, once, you know, one bhikari, he was begging, Saab, 10 rupaya to de dije, chai pina hai. Then, said that fellow said, are chai only 5 rupees, no? You know, mera girlfriend ko bhi pilana hai. Are, tum bhikari ho, tumko girlfriend bhi hai? Wo bolta hai, Saab, unhone mere ko bhikari banai. Right? So, people, Prabhupada gives this example that, you know, they outside, you know, they steal money, outside they steal money, they, you know, they say pickpocket, but wife takes from the pocket, you know, purchases this and that, my wife, actually what is the difference, you know, that is also pickpocketing only. So, because of all this, like yesterday's verse also, you know, it's like a climbing the mountain, you know, it is so difficult. So, in this verse, it is said that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Prabhupada writes, of course, Rupa Goswami translates, that this hearing is very important. It's called Shravanam. Shravanam, Prabhupada says that in Garuda Purana, it is mentioned that when a person is bitten by a snake, he becomes unconscious. Like that, when a person is bitten by illusion of material energy, Maya, he also becomes unconscious, like a person bitten by a snake. So both, when a person is bitten by a snake, he is not immediately, doesn't die, but he enters into a stage called coma. You know, so like that, people in this under material illusion, they also under like coma-like situation, they are also like unconscious, because they are, Prabhupada writes, they are unconscious of their duty of a soul. Nate viduhu swadha gatim hi Vishnu, you know, durashaye bahirarthamanina. So they are very unconscious. So when they are in the unconscious state, when an expert chanter, you know, when an expert chanter, he chants the mantras, then he comes back to life. You know, even now in villages and all, when the snake bites, some people, they come and chant the mantras. You know, they become, you know, all right. Right? In the same way, Prabhupada writes in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu that a person comes back to consciousness when an expert chanter chants the mantras. In the same way, when a person hears Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, he comes back to consciousness of real duty. Right? Prabhupada quoted this verse Yanisha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami. So somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the meaning of this verse? Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada explained, materialistic people think that devotees are mad. you know, they laugh at us. Devotees think that materialistic people are mad, they laugh at them. Right? So this is very nicely, succinctly, Srila Prabhupada explained this verse. Like that, otherwise Prabhupada says that all the so-called material life, all the life, and all it is simply sleeping on the lap of Maya. You know, sleeping on lap of Maya. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, sleeping condition means loss of knowledge. Right? So Prabhupada told Shatagirti Prabhu, I am an old man, sometime I need to get, you know, sleep sometime in the afternoon. You know, you are all young people. You know, you should not sleep in the afternoon time. Right? Previously, when I joined in 1992, there was no system of sleeping in the afternoon. Now, of course, I got accustomed. But whole day we used to go out for preaching. Whole day. Take prasad and 10:30, leave the temple. Rasraju used to tell us, I don't want to see your face, you know, till 5 o'clock. Right? So, like, even if you don't have any appointment, just go out. You know, people see your face with tilak and they will remember Krishna. You know, don't sit in the temple. Right? So, Prabhupada said, sleeping means waste of time. You know, devotees should utilize the time. Whole day, one should be engaged in Krishna service. You know, like that. Otherwise, sleeping means death. You know, we are once sleep, deep sleep, like it's there, deep sleep. You know, shushupti. You don't know anything. Like that. So the real medicine, Prabhupada says, is quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poem. Enachi aushadi maya nashibari lage harinama mahamantra lao tumi magi. I have brought this medicine. You know, take this. Get up. You know, take this medicine of holy names of the Lord. So Prabhupada writes in Bhaktirasam Sindhu, that even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, you know, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in this age of Kali, because it's very difficult to follow all the other rules and regulations. You know, that's why we should stick to Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But he says, one should hear this holy name from the lips of a pure devotee. Then only it'll work. Just like, he quoted verse from 4th canto Bhagavatam, that one should sit in a place, in a holy place where acharyas, pure devotees of the Lord, they constantly recite the Harikatha, and from the lips of the pure devotees, of the, like their lotus faces, you know, one hears the Krishna Katha, you know, holy name, you know, Krishna Nam, then one becomes free from all illusion, hunger, thirst and all that, you know. So Prabhupada writes, but one should hear from a pure devotee of the Lord, otherwise it will be a waste of time. So this real aushadhi for somebody who has fallen into this deep dark well of family life is actually chanting the holy names of the Lord, or hearing about Krishna, you know, sitting and hearing about Krishna, you know, like that. Once in America, one person wrote to editor of one very famous newspaper that, sir, I have been attending the sermons in the church for last 30 years. Then I must have heard at least 3,000 lectures or sermons. You know, but I don't remember even one lecture. You know, I don't remember even one lecture. So I am thinking, what is the use of, you know, attending so many lectures? You know, what is the use of somebody speaking for so long, and what is the use of, you know, every day, every Sunday or whatever, hearing the sermons and all? It's a waste of time, right? And then many of the sincere Christians and all, they are very upset, so they have started writing many letters protesting and all that. So these newspaper people, they want controversy, right? So for getting headlines and all, so like that it was going on. Then one person, he wrote saying that, it's a clincher, he wrote saying that, actually, I have been married for last 30 years. then my wife must have cooked at least 32,000 meals. I don't remember even a complete menu of even one meal. But still, it works on me because my body is being nourished. That is why I am getting the strength. In the same way, whether you remember or not, if you simply hear about Krishna, holy names of the Lord or Krishna Katha, you know, just like a food, ordinary food nourishes the body, in the same way the holy names of the Lord nourishes the soul, even though we don't perceive it so much, like, right? So, this sounds familiar, right? We also, many devotees, they say, Prabhuji, every Sunday I come and give, come and hear the lecture, but I don't remember. No, most of the things, like sometimes I had to give so many lectures and sometimes I don't get time, to prepare. What I do, old lecture, you know, 3-4 years back lecture I give again. Again, Prabhu, they all say, I tell them, I have full confidence of in your memory power, that all of them forget. Then again they say, I have very nice lecture, Prabhu. I said, I have spoken this lecture 4 years back. Ah, really? Right? So, we all have this experience, you know, that many people, they come and tell. we hear so many lectures, but we don't remember anything. You know, every Sunday we come and hear the lecture, but we don't remember anything. What is the use? But actually, it's not like that. You know, we should keep hearing. Like Srila Prabhupada, once in Vrindavana somewhere, he was giving, then you know, there was some congregation, and then after the Jayadvani, he started speaking in Hindi. And there are some 15-20 Western devotees are there, who don't understand Hindi. So when Prabhupada started speaking in Hindi, they all got up and started going. Then Srila Prabhupada called Hamsadutta. I said, where are they going, all of them? Hamsadutta Prabhu said, Prabhuji, Prabhupada, they all going out because they can't understand Hindi. Srila Prabhupada said, why? If they go out and they got nothing to do, they will simply spaced out. But if they simply hear the Krishna Katha, whether they understand or not, you know, this Krishna Katha has so much potency that whether you understand or not, it will work. So better you sit and hear. Many times I told this, that in Katak or somewhere, there was Bhagavad Saptah was going on. Every day one bull used to come, you know, on time, offer obeisances and would sit. And many devotees, they tried to chase away the bull, he won't go. Right? Whole day he would sit and hear Krishna Katha. Then after 7 days, they didn't know where that bull came. After 7 days completion of Katha, he got up and went away, then nobody knew where he has gone. Like that. Even animals also. Anybody who hears Krishna Katha, whether they understand Hindi, English or content, it doesn't matter. You know, it'll work. You know, just like. So that is why when we eat something, food grains, what happens? Tushti pushti kshudapaya. You know? Anugasham. Every time, food, that morsel that we take inside, three things happen. What is that? Tushti. Tushti means we get satisfaction. Yeah. Pushti means we get nourished. Then kshudapaya means our hunger is satisfied. In the same way, whenever we hear about Krishna, the holy names of the Lord, or Krishna Katha, you know, three things should happen, right? Tushti, pushti, and in the beginning, satisfaction. You know, so many devotees, they like to hear Krishna Katha, right? Sometimes they enjoy the jokes or some stories that we tell, right? So they feel very happy. then pushti, they nourished, they become nourished, you know, pareshanubhava, you know, bhakti. So tushti means, you know, bhakti should arise in the heart, you know. And then pareshanubhava, so they experience, we experience the hand of Krishna in our life, then we get real experience of Krishna consciousness in our life. Then virakti means detachment, you know, detachment. So so many times we have these two experiences, that, you know, we get satisfaction, we get bhakti, you know, we become very happy, and then we get some experience also. But this virakti, you know, sometimes when many devotees complain, oh, I have been chanting for last 5 years or last 10 years or last 25 years, but this virakti doesn't happen, you know, still same old material hankerings, you know, still bother me, still the lust is bothering me, still the anger is bothering me. Now I have been chanting for so many years, but still, you know, all these things bothering me yet. So where is that virakti? Virakti is not happening, right? Virakti is not happening. So I said, what is the use of chanting, right? Somebody may ask this question. Just like there is one story was told, that there was one person, every day he was offering prayers and all, you know. One day he was sitting in his room, after he offered his prayers to the Lord, he heard one voice, you know, heavenly voice, saying that you go out, and nearby your house there is a mountain, you know, you go and push that mountain, right? So every day he thought, you know, Lord has ordered him to push the mountain, move the mountain. So every day he started pushing the mountain, every day. One day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, you know, 1 week, you know, 6 months, 1 year has passed. Every day he was pushing the mountain, but the mountain did not move an inch, you know, did not move an inch. Then after some time, then he got a doubt, you know. When the doubts arise, demons, right? Demons arise. So Satan will enter the mind. He said, oh, I am pushing every day, but the Lord has ordered me to push this mountain every day. Every day I am pushing it, but the mountain is not moving. So what is the use? Right? So what is the use? Then but he has come back, and he was, you know, contemplating that, oh, but God has ordered me to push, you know, God ordered me to move it, so I should follow. So when there is when the heart is not there, you know, the problem comes. So that's why it is said that the shortest distance between problem and solution is the distance between knees and the floor. You understand? Huh? So kneel down and pray. Right? When you have any problem in life, you should kneel down and pray. Like Chaitanya Charan Prabhu wrote one, knee mails. You know, there is one article, knee mails. Right? So like that, everybody has an email. Like that, we have knee mail. You know, every day we should come and fall on the knees, you know, and pray to the Lord. Right? That's why it is said that there is a say, you know, glass is fragile, handle with care. Right? Like that, there is a statement that life is fragile, handle with prayer. Right? Like that, prayer is not supposed to be a spare wheel which is used only sometimes, but it is like a steering wheel which should be used continuously. You know, while driving the car, steering wheel should be used all the time. Otherwise, the vehicle will meet with an accident. In the same way, So prayer should be used as a steering wheel. All the time we should pray. Right? Sometimes Srila Prabhupada asked, you know what is the difference between you and me? So disciples, he asked. Then they could not answer. Then Prabhupada said, you may fall down, but I will never fall down. Right? Later on, next day, Srila Prabhupada was seen praying to the Lord, oh my dear Lord, please protect me from falling Maya, like that. So Satyamara asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, suddenly you told that you will never fall down. Now today morning you are praying that, you know, I should not fall down. Srila Prabhupada replied, that is why I will not fall down. Because I am constantly praying that I should not fall down. My only problem with my disciples, is that they are not afraid of Maya enough. You know, like that. We should be afraid of Maya. So he prayed to the Lord. Then the Lord replied, then he asked, my dear Lord, you told me to push the mountain, move the mountain, but it is not moving at all. So the Lord replied, he told, my dear son, I told you to push the mountain, not move the mountain. Right? Firbi, you are pushing the mountain every day. You go and see in the bathroom, what happened to you? You know, you have developed muscles. Right? So pushing is your duty, moving is my duty. You know, leave it to me. You know, moving is my duty. You know, like that. Madhvacharya, in the same way, I'll tell you, Guru orders the disciple, you know, this mountain called Maya is there. You know, mountain called Maya is there. Then Guru orders, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you push this mountain of Maya. Mountain of Maya. Right? Virakti. Then, but devotee is chanting 10 years, 15 years, 25 years. Then he gets a doubt. Oh, I am chanting for so many years, but still that virakti is not there. Still when I see the billboard, some movie poster, I get attracted. You know, still beautiful women attract me. Still lust, anger is bothering me. Still greed is bothering me. So what is the use of chanting? Right? The question, he asked this question. Right? So, but Guru has ordered, that, you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. Then you go back and, ask, what is happening, like that. So, Shri Madhvacharya, he narrated one story on Mahabharata commentary, that every day when there is a fighting between Karna and Arjuna, whenever Arjuna would release an arrow and hit, Karna, Karna's chariot would will be pushed back, few feet away. Krishna will not say anything. But whenever Karna would release an arrow, Arjuna's chariot would be pushed back by 1 inch. Krishna would say, very good, very good, very good. Like that, it was happening for some time. Whenever Arjuna would release the arrow, Karna's chariot would be pushed back by few feet. Krishna would keep quiet. But whenever Karna would release the arrow, Arjuna's chariot is pushed back by 1 inch. Krishna would say, very good, very good, very good. Right? Then Arjuna got flustered. Then he stopped fighting and said, he kept his arrows, bow and arrow. He said, my dear Krishna, I have a doubt. Can you clarify? Krishna smiled and said, what? He said, whenever I would release an arrow, Karna's chariot would be pushed back by few feet. You won't say anything? And whenever my chariot is pushed back by 1 inch also, you are saying, very good, praising Karna. What is this? I don't understand. Then Krishna replied, see, on Karna's chariot, I am not there. So he doesn't have the advantage of having me on his chariot. So whenever you would release an arrow, what few feet, few miles should have gone back. No big deal. But you have the advantage of me on the chariot. So when Krishna, when Karna is releasing the arrow, moving in your chariot by an inch also, it's a big compliment. Right? Because I am there on your chariot. Right? So like that, in our body, Yantra Rudani Maya, our chariot of the body, this mountain of Maya, he is sitting. You know? He is sitting. So you be, whenever some desire for sense enjoyment comes, even if he can push little bit Maya by saying no, the, you know, Krishna will say, very good, very good. Right? Vishwamitra Muni, he was performing austerities and penances for 60,000 years and all. They won't hear Saurabh Muni and all. They won't hear all this, very good, very good. So they will get into chronic depression. They say, why Krishna, what is happening, you know? Like that. But in Kali Yuga, all of us, we are born in such a situation where when we... you know, we are bombarded with so much maya, so much strength of illusory energy. You know, even if we can say no sometimes to maya, that is a big, you know, compliment. Krishna says, oh, very good, very good. Right? So then Krishna also says that pushing the Maya is your duty and moving the Maya is my duty. You know, my duty. Like that. So, what is the difference between tapasya and austerity and higher taste? Who can tell? Huh? What is the difference between austerity and higher taste? Tapasya means whenever desire for sense enjoyment comes, like, you know, even Yamunacharya also is Yadavadi Mana Krishna Pada Arvindayor, you know, even if that thought, you know, so when the desire comes to enjoy, if you say no grudgingly, that is called tapasya. But when the maya comes calling you at your doorstep and you say no happily, that is called higher taste. Right? So in the beginning, you should do that tapasya. You know, saying no to maya. Please, don't come. Right? If you practice, keep on saying no, 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 then you will develop higher taste. You know, then you will say, hey, Hare Krishna, come, come. You know, like Haridas Thakur says, come, come. You know, I will fulfill your desire. Please wait. Right? So that is called higher taste. Right? Higher taste. So in the beginning, very difficult to develop that higher taste. So you keep chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then one day, we will develop the, like that. So, so we should not think as soon as we join Hare Krishna movement, we will become pakka, you know, free from lust, greed and anger and all that. You know, just like in army they say, aaj bharti, kal chakravarti. Aisa nahi hota hai, right? Today you join the army, then you get all the chakras. You know, it's not like that, right? So it is a lifetime of dedication, of sacrifice, dedicated service, sacrifice. So many years you do, you know, dedicated service with sacrificing so many things. You know, in the then after that only you get all the medals. In the same way, you join Hare Krishna movement, then it requires a lifetime of dedication, lifetime of sacrifice. You know, like that. So dedication means pushing Maya with the help of the holy name of the Lord. Right? So sacrifice means every time Maya comes calling you, you say no. Right? You say no. You learn, you know, to say no to Maya. You know, we should learn like that. Then, you know, life will become all right. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's why, acts like a medicine. Then we are in a diseased condition of life. Right? We are in a diseased condition of life. And we need medicine. Like in Mukundamala Stotra, it is mentioned by Gopi Puranadhan Prabhu that Mani, Mantra and Aushadhi. These three things are there. Mani. Mani means Chintamani. Right? So we have Chinta for money. Right? If you have Chintamani, then the Chinta for money will go. Right? So Chintamani. So all these three things, Mani, Mantra and Aushadhi, they have Achintya Shakti. They have inconceivable potencies. Right? Just like a Chintamani, you take a Chintamani and touch the iron, it becomes gold. You know, Midas touch, they say. Right? Like that. Like that, in the same way, mantra also. You know, you chant mantra, just like a person is bitten by a snake, he is lying unconscious, then he is, about to die. Then you chant mantra, he will become conscious. Right? Like that, aushadhi also. You know, medicine, somebody is about to die and all, some herbal medicines you give, he'll come back to life. Right? So all these three, they have Achintya Shakti. Right? So that is why in Mukundamala Stotra, Maharaj Kulashekara is praying, Vyamoha Prashamoshadam Muni mano vritti pravrityaushadam daityendriyartikaraushadam tribhuvane sanjeevanaikaushadam bhaktatyantahitaushadam bhavabhaya pradvamshanaikaushadam shreyah praptikaraushadam pibamanah shri krishna divyaushadam. So, Maharaj Kulashekara is praying that please, O mind, please drink the transcendental medicine of Shri Krishna's glories. You know, please like that. What is the benefit of taking this medicine of the holy name of the Lord? Right? It is said, Vyamoha Prashamaushadam. Vyamoha means bewilderment. So, this bewilderment is destroyed. Vyamoha Prashamaushadam. Then, for inspiring the sages to engage their minds in meditation. You know, Munimano Vritti Pravrityaushadam. You know, this Krishna's glories, Krishna's holy name. You know, they help all the sages to concentrate, to, you know, fix their minds on Krishna's holy feet. Then, Daityendra Arti Karaushadam. Then, for tormenting the mighty demons. Then what else? It alone is a medicine for restoring the three worlds to life. You know, Sanjeevani. You know, Sanjeevani. It is Sanjeevani. Like that. Then, for bestowing unlimited blessings on the Supreme Lord's devotees. So, these are the various advantages of taking the medicine of the holy name of the Lord, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought and distributing very freely. You know, very freely. So what is the real challenge, you know, for all of us? You know, you take this medicine, you know, you take this medicine, then so what is the final challenge? You know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, Antakaleche Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram Yaha Prayatis Madhavam Yatinasti Atra Samshayaha. Right? So Krishna is saying that the real challenge, the real test, you know, of all our chanting and all our sacrifices, whether we are able to chant the holy names of the Lord. Then Maharaj Kulashekara raises this doubt. Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatu Manasa Rajahamsam Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pittair Kantha Varodana Vidho Smaranam Kutaste. Srila Prabhupada's favorite prayer, he used to gungunante, he used to right, chant all the time. So Srila Prabhupada, raises this point in 6th Canto Bhagavatam, Ajamila chapter, last, you know, he says that what is the, you know, real challenge? You know, real challenge is to, you know, to remember Krishna's holy name, you know, at the time of death. But will we be able to remember the Krishna's holy name at the time of death? Because, you know, Kafavata Pitta and all, you know, they choke the throat. So will we be able to chant? You know, but actually the real point is whether we will be able to chant. But here the point Maharaj Kulashekara is saying, now I am remembering, I am healthy, you know, I am healthy, so now at least, you know, I can remember all the time Krishna's holy name. In the same way, when we are fit and healthy, we should remember Krishna's holy name all the time. At the time of death, whether we remember Krishna or not, that is Krishna's job. It is Krishna's job, whether, you know. So same thing was raised by Ramanujacharya when he was young. Then he posed this question to he had these doubts, you know. Then one of the doubts was this, that, you know, if the devotee is practicing whole life and then he is not able to remember Krishna at the time of death, so what will happen? Yeah. So Lord Varadarajan replied that no, not worry, no problem. If he has practiced throughout his life, you know, throughout his life, then Krishna says that I make the my devotee, if he is perfect, I'll make the devotee remember. Even if he doesn't remember, still I take him. You know, what is that verse? Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa nirmamo nirahankara what is that? Aham samudrata murtyu samsara sagrat. What is that? Huh? Bhavami nachirat partha murtyu samsara sagrat. Right? Krishna says, I come personally to, you know, save that my devotee. You know, so you should actually, once, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he was sitting in class, giving class in Vrindavan. Loknath Maharaj was sitting in front of him. Right? I was telling you for this. Loknath Maharaj was sitting. Then Srila Prabhupada was looking at Loknath Maharaj repeatedly. Then after some time he suddenly shouted, stop it! He said, what happened? So Loknath Maharaj was, you know, shaking his thigh like this, sitting like that. So, you know, when we sit in Bhagavatam class, you know, you should sit properly. what was I saying? Krishna says, you know, I come personally and rescue that person. So our job is to, when we are healthy and all, to remember Krishna all the time. Right? Whether we remember Krishna at the time of death and all, that Krishna will decide. If we are ready, Krishna will make us remember. Otherwise, we have to take birth again. Right? But the only medicine is holy name of the Lord. You know, like it's mentioned in the purport. So, like Srila Prabhupada, once he was going in, once he's in Paris, there is one devotee, Prutuputra Das. He was actually doing, running a vegetarian chain. You know, so Prabhupada was very happy. So one day he was discussing with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I am running this vegetarian chain, but actually it is so difficult. because so much contamination is there, like that there are some acid rains and all, you know, crops and all get contaminated. And sometimes, you know, these bumblebees and all, they bring these pesticides from one flower to another flower. So like that they get contaminated. You know, the paper plates that we serve, they also contain animal products. So how do we, you know, solve, you know, we can't be pure, you know, completely vegetarian and all. So Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, that is why we, in this age of Kali, it is very, very difficult to remain very pure in our eating habits and all. What can be done? But that's why we insist on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely. Now that we can do, right? That we can do. Like that. So that is why one devotee who is a naturopath, he was going in the car with Prabhupada. Then he was saying that, Prabhupada, this herb is meant for cure this disease. This herb will cure this disease. This herb will cure that disease. Then they were going in the car and suddenly the brakes have failed. You know, car started skidding. Said, now which herb will save you? Right? So, there is a saying, you know, when allopathy doesn't work. Naturopathy doesn't work. Homeopathy doesn't work. Only Sitapathy will work. Right? So, the real solution for all our material problems is this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So, chant this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, attentively. Real medicine. Then we can come out of this unconscious state of material life. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Prabhuji. Hello. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Ye mere do experience hai, anubhav hai, jo bata raha hu aapko. आपने कटक में कहा कि एक बुल आता था और वो भागवतम सुनता था. मैं भी नॉर्थ इंडिया से हरियाणा का पैदा हुआ हूँ.
किधर?
हरियाणा.
हरियाणा.
हरियाणा. मैं बॉम्बे आ गया और किसी कारण से मुझे पेडर रोड रहना पड़ा. उधर मैं राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर बराबर जाता था तो मैं बैठा रहता था. इंग्लिश बिल्कुल समझ में नहीं आती थी और वेस्टर्न की तो आनी नहीं थी, इंडियन की भी नहीं आती थी मेरे को समझ में इंग्लिश. तो एक दिन मैं चैंटिंग कर रहा था तो बोले आप चैंटिंग क्यों कर रहे हो, लेक्चर चल रहा है. मैंने बोला समझ में नहीं आता मेरे को कुछ भी, चैंटिंग मत करो आप. तो चैंटिंग कर रहा हूं इसलिए. उसने कहा कि आप चैंटिंग मत करो, ये लेक्चर है ना, ये चैंटिंग हो रही है आपके लिए और एक दिन ऐसा आएगा आप इंग्लिश भी समझ जाओगे. और वो आज भी मैं समझ रहा हूं और फिर टाइम लगा मुझे, फिर इंडियन की भी समझ में आती है, वेस्टर्न लोगों की भी समझ में आ रही है मुझे.
हरे कृष्णा. वेरी गुड, थैंक यू.
अरे एक एक्सपीरियंस ये था प्रभु जी, मैं जब गया से वाराणसी गया उस समय एक सराय पर रुका
तो क्या क्या
एक धर्मशाला में रुकने गया तो उसने थर्ड फ्लोर पे हमको जगह दी. मैंने कहा ये सेकंड फ्लोर पे जगह दे दो. बोला सेकंड फ्लोर पे वो लोग रह रहे हैं जिन्होंने अंतकाल में मर रहा है यहाँ पर.
क्या क्या
अंतकाल में बता, लास्ट टाइम
अच्छा,
पर
मर रहे.
उनको डेथ होनी है उनकी. फिर मैं बोला कि अरे डेथ तो इनकी होनी है, भगवान का नाम लो अच्छी तरह लो. तुम भगवान कैसे ले जाएंगे आपको, आप कहते हो वाराणसी में मर जाएंगे तो हमको भगवान ले जाएगा. वो आप कह रहे थे ना अंतकाल में, जो वही बात मैंने ये आई मेरे ध्यान में कि उनको बोली. मैं बोला भगवान तो तब ले जाएंगे जब आप असमर्थ होंगे बोलने में, उस समय भगवान ले जाएंगे आपको, अब नहीं ले जाएंगे. बका आप बैठे रहो, चाय पीते रहो, गुटखा खाते रहो, नहीं ले जाएंगे भगवान.
हरे कृष्ण. सामने आओ माइक.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for nice class. Prabhuji, you have mentioned that, you know, hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, pure devotee. Also, I had read Srimad Bhagavatam first canto. One has to be hear Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotee. Otherwise, he becomes spiritual suicide. Spiritual suicide means depend on all kinds of material necessities, name, fame, position, politics, so on. So means anyone comes here and give Bhagavatam lecture. So why one has to be sit here, attend here and hear Srimad Bhagavatam? Better than one can sit in the ashram and can read Srimad Bhagavatam.
This is cheating, you know. Srila Prabhupada himself used to sit and listen to his disciples' classes. Right? Definitely, if there is no availability, one should one can sit and read Srila Prabhupada books and hear Srila Prabhupada book, hear Prabhupada lectures and all. At the same time, there is a stress is given to sit in the among the association of devotees and hear about Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada said, whatever your realizations, you know, you should speak. Right? So this manthan, it is called manthan, you know, churning. Churning the nectar. So when we sit in the association of devotees and, you know, hear about Krishna, you know, that advantage is there. You know, like, so that definitely, you know, when you sit in Bhagavatam class and hear about Krishna, you know, you, because every devotee has different realizations. You know, practical experience. Right? So you should hear them. We have seen our Bhakti Shastri and all, when we attend the courses and all. You know, there is a lot of thorough discussion takes place, then we enjoy it. You know, so when we are reading something, Srila Prabhupada book, which sometimes we miss the point. You know, some salient points we miss. Some devotee reads and brings out that salient point. Oh, I have been reading for so many years. I have not got this, you know. Oh, I came to know now. Right? So all these things. Of course, we should be very careful that devotees who are discussing, they are very pure in the sense that, you know, they are chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles. That must be there.
Inke prashna ke hue comment hai Prabhupada apne Bhagavatam ke pehle panne par likhte hai janata wo shlok quote karte hai ki bhale hum apurna hai lekin hum jo de rahe hai wo purna cheez hai isliye wo koi bhi vyakti bol sakta hai.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Guru. Inside, if we chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, then we can surpass all our material contamination. But in the same time, in scripture, especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they said that if we chant the Krishna's holy name million and million of birth times, or million of million birth, but we cannot attain Krishna Pravadhan at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So this is like contradictory to me. So please, give me a clear answer.
Oh, there is no contradiction. Somebody asked Prabhupada, how many years it will take to become perfect, you know, after chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada said, in 1 minute you can become perfect if you chant sincerely. And then if you don't chant sincerely, even if you chant millions of years, still you cannot become perfect. So if you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sincerely, then you can actually become perfect in one lifetime. Then Srila Prabhupada added, that, you know, but in general, if you chant 60 years, 16 malas every day, you will become perfect. For 60 years, you chant for 16 rounds every day. Right? How many? Revdiraman Prabhu. That day we made some calculation, no? Kitna? If you chant 1 billion names, you know, in our life, you will become perfect. 1 billion names. So how many rounds we have to chant? That day we made. Us din calculation kiya tha na? Har din, huh? Yeah. So there is a calculation. How many malas we have to chant? You know? Some 3,800 malas or something we have to chant. So 1 billion names if you chant in your life. Or for 60 years, 16 rounds you chant every day, you will become perfect. That is Prabhupada's calculation. Ask simple question, huh?
Hi Krishna, once comments, please. Yeah. Again. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, what he also said that our only duty is to cleanse the shoes of a pure devotee. Okay, and by cleanse the shoes of the pure devotee, we can attain Krishna. There is no other way. And by our own method, or by our own strength, or by the chanting of holy name, we cannot attain Krishna. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has said that it is our only duty to serve the devotee, of like Krishna's devotee. And if we chant the holy name of Krishna, but we cannot attain Krishna. But if we serve the devotee of
Krishna,
we can get Krishna. So give me a clarity.
Once one disciple asked, Prabhupada, always keep me myself at your lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada replied, that will be very difficult because I am always moving. Then Prabhupada replied, following the taking shelter of pure devotee's lotus feet means following his instruction. Right? So when pure devotee gives instructions like chant 16 rounds every day and all, we should follow. That is actually taking shelter of pure devotee lotus feet.
So much is said about pure devotees. Who decides who is a pure devotee and who is not a pure devotee?
You read Bhaktirasama Sindhu? You have read?
Yeah.
What are the symptoms of a pure devotee? Who can tell? I remember few points. Anybody remembers?
So anyone who is...
What are the symptoms of a pure devotee? Pavan Putra, you know? You are Pavan Putra, right? Can you tell what are the symptoms of a pure devotee?
Prabhu.
First is, you know, avyartha kalatvam. Right? You know? Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu, you know? First is avyartha kalatvam. You know, he doesn't waste even one minute of his time. And second is, he is perseverant. Huh? Perseverant. You know, he is reserved. Right? So he is not disturbed by material problems. Then he has taste for holy names of the Lord. And Namgana Sadaruchi. And then he is completely free from all material contamination, all material desires. So like that there is a list I can give you. So if somebody has these symptoms, you can decide that he is a pure devotee. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. No, all we should look through Shastra, you know, eyes of the Shastra. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that in Madhuri Kadambini, that what is the difference between a devotee who is practicing and a devotee who is in Nishtha stage? Right? Very simple. During Japa time, during Bhagavatam class time, during Kirtan, if he falls asleep, anybody, if he falls asleep, that means he is not on Nishtha stage. Whole night he was awake, but still as soon as Bhagavatam class is there, his eyes and ears are wide open. He has taste for the holy, his taste for hearing about Krishna. Then he is on Nishtha stage. So like that, somebody who has a taste for the holy name, chanting, you know, tears are coming out, you know, then like that. But if he has no taste for chanting, you know, night 12 o'clock is still, you know, struggling to finish his rounds. That means some problem.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna, sometimes we notice that even advanced devotees also fall in sleep during Bhagavatam class. Because after all, you see, body has got its limitations.
See, this is the problem with you. You know, we should not argue on the base scriptures. Madhuri Kadambini, you read Madhuri Kadambini, right? Vishnu Chakravarti says, even if you are awake whole night, if Krishna Katha is going on, immediately his eyes and ears are wide open. Because he has taste. He has, like Parikshit Maharaj, did not sleep for 7 days, he did not eat for 7 days, he did not, you know, eat for 7 days. At three and a half days, when the 10th kind of Bhagavatam has started, Sukadeva Goswami said something indicating that, yeah, you want to take some rest and take little drink water and all. Parishad Maharaj said, no, I am drinking this nectar. It is so nectarian, Krishna Katha. Please don't think that, you know, I am bothered by thirst and hunger. Please continue. So when we are not in that condition, it means we are not advanced.
Hare Krishna.
Bapre.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, one day I have seen one lecture of Srila Prabhupada. He had explained about the pure devotee. Who is pure devotee? Pure devotee means who performs his devotional service according to instruction of his spiritual master. He is pure devotee. He may junior or senior, doesn't matter. Hare Krishna.
See, there are various levels of pure devotees. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada says that, you know, somebody who is chanting 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, distributing books, he is considered pure devotee. That is one level of pure devotee. And then another level where he is seeing Krishna face to face. Right? They are all pure devotees, but there is a Bhaktivinoda Thakur categorizes. Dhruva Maharaj, he is the lowest cadre of pure devotee. Pure devotees start from the cadre of Dhruva Maharaj. Before that, like Kadamuni and all, they are not considered pure devotees, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Like, according to Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, they are all neophyte devotees, Kanishta Adhikaris. So I was thinking, if they are Kanishta devotees, what we are, you know? Like that. So, it's like that. You know, it's various categories of pure devotees. Yes?
I have a bit different definition of a pure devotee. A person who is very helpful to others, when he sees a poor person, a needy person, his heart immediately it bleeds for him, and he does whatever he can do for him, and then he is also remembering God. Even though he may be very busy, he will be remembering God a few times, and he doesn't speak bad about other people. Very helpful person, I think, in my opinion.
Srila Prabhupada says in Kali Yuga, a pauper is proud of his penny. Like that, in Kali Yuga, everybody is so proud that they think that they can have their opinion about everything. Right? Even a rickshawala thinks, you know, he can have an opinion about God. No, your opinion has no value. That's why Srila Prabhupada, sometimes, you know, some scientist, you know, we have Dr. Benford, he came to meet Prabhupada in Los Angeles. He was thinking, I think. Srila Prabhupada chastised him, you are a rascal, what is the use of your thinking? You know, what Krishna thinks he should know. Right? So Krishna defined, Mahatmanastu Mam Partha, Daivim Prakritim Ashritam. You know, so Krishna's definition is, Mahatma, a pure devotee means, one who has actually always thinking about me, one who has taken shelter of my internal potency. Right? What is needy? What do you know what is real need of a person? You know what is real need? The real need of a person is Krishna consciousness. You know? So, we should not think. Krishna says, Matam Mama, this is my opinion. So we should take Krishna's opinion about everything. That is called seeing through the scriptures. Okay? Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.